Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning heat stress in our herds. Summer is in full swing and we're experiencing some fairly challenging temperatures as well as lack of rainfall in some areas as well. So, what can we do to do things in a short term to help alleviate some of the things we might be seeing during those severe times during the afternoon? Well, number one, let's make sure they have enough drinking water. Look at your water tanks. Do you have cows just standing waiting to get a drink of water? If you do, get some temporary water tanks. It's really, really important that animals under heat stress have adequate access to drinking water. The other thing to consider is shade. Are your animals adequately shaded? Now think about the animals out in the pasture. You know, sometimes we have some access to some trees and other areas of shade that we maybe sometimes keep them shut off from, but during this time of the year, it's probably important that they have access to that. Secondly, you probably have some heifers out in these areas as well. Make sure that they have access to adequate water and then also shade. Temporary shade can be built. Shade cloth works very well, but make sure you have adequate shade, whether it be under trees or whether it be portable shade. You can actually soak the animals down as you bring them into the holding pen. That would be an excellent way to give your cows some relief if you do not have automatic sprinklers in the holding pen. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to do what they can to help alleviate the heat stress in their dairy herds.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.